Good morning. Today we begin a series on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The incarnation took place about 2,000 years ago when the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to the earth as a baby and lived for 3 years until his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension to heaven. While Jesus lived on the earth, he was the God-man. Jesus was and remains fully God and fully man. Today, our meditation comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 4. This is how it reads. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. The passage tells us that Jesus, as the Word of life, was manifested so that there could be, firstly, divinely energized fellowship between God and man. Secondly, that there could be divinely energized fellowship among Christians. And thirdly, that all this would result in Christians experiencing joy at its fullest. This morning, I want to focus mostly on the joy Jesus came to bring. God did not become man to add to the sorrows of humanity. God became man in order to give deep, meaningful joy to those who have obtained salvation on the merits of the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. This joy that Jesus came to bestow is not dependent on external circumstances. This joy that Jesus gives resides within the Christian and is energized by God's presence in the person of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul spoke of this joy in Romans chapter 14 and verse 7. There he said, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Joy is a gift from Christ, the Word of life, as an answer to the emptiness, shallowness, and the hollowness of this earthly existence. This joy is grounded in a proper appreciation of who God is, especially with regards to his sovereignty and providential care. So, the manifestation of the Word of life was so that our joy may be full. Sin robs people of joy. Sin is the cause of the unhappiness that overwhelms our world today. Sin promises joy, but it always produces sorrow. The pleasures of sin are temporary. They are only for a season. But God's pleasures last eternally. They are forevermore. That is the reason why the psalmist could say in Psalm 16 and verse 11, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The Apostle John, in writing, was in effect saying to us all that the deepest and the most meaningful joy is not to be found in money, things, or thrills. He was instead saying that the deepest and most meaningful joy is to be found in a person. That person is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John describes the Lord Jesus as the Word of life in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 4. Why does Jesus have this name? I concur with Warren Wiersbe, former director of Back to the Bible International, who said, quote, "Because Christ is to us what our words are to others, Our words reveal to others just what we think and how we feel. Christ reveals to us the mind and heart of God. He is the living means of communication between God and men. To know Jesus Christ is to know God. Hence, if a person is wrong about Jesus Christ, that person is wrong about God, because Jesus Christ is the final and complete revelation of God to all humanity. Unquote. In reading the first four verses of 1 John chapter 1, you might notice that the Apostle John had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. John wrote concerning Jesus that he and others had physically heard Jesus, seen Jesus, touched Jesus. The Apostle John knew Jesus face to face. He and the other apostles heard Jesus speak. They watched him as he lived with them. However, it was not primarily John and the other apostles' physical nearness to Jesus Christ that made them what they were. Rather, it was their spiritual nearness that was mostly responsible for the people they became. Jesus Christ was real and exciting to John and his colleagues because they had trusted him. By trusting Christ, they had experienced eternal life from the Word of Life himself. Jesus ascended to heaven about 2,000 years ago, but it is still possible for you and I to have a personal relationship with him. This personal relationship cannot be physical because he's not physically present walking the earth. This personal relationship, therefore, has to be spiritual. As you and I, by faith, grow in a spiritual relationship with Jesus, the result will be that we are transformed to become more Christ-like in our thoughts, passions, and actions. That is what life is all about. That is the kind of life Jesus desires that we all would have with him. Jesus, the Word of Life, came to give life. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." What the Apostle John was seeking to communicate is that life lived to the fullest is a life that is sold out to Jesus Christ. Life lived to the fullest is a life in which a person surrenders his or her life to Christ and lives thereafter to please Christ. Life lived to the fullest is one in which a person repents of his or her sins, receives the forgiveness of sins from Christ on the merits of his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Life lived to the fullest is one in which a person through the eyes of faith looks to Jesus to lead and direct his or her life. Life lived to the fullest is one in which people are transformed to become more like Jesus in our thoughts, passions, and actions. In summary, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 4, the Apostle John was in effect saying to his readers and to you and me that he had experienced this deep, meaningful joy in his own soul. This joy, he says, in effect, cannot be duplicated by the world. Such joy, he maintains, comes only from the Word of Life, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Apostle John is making it clear to you and me that the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, came to the earth to give joy in the midst of life's hardships and sorrows. Jesus came to let us know that life lived to the fullest is one surrendered to him. Jesus came to let us know that joy would come to us when we surrender our lives in repentance of our sins and embark on a personal relationship with him. That is one of the reasons for the incarnation. Today is a good day to repent of your sins and to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thereafter, you will experience joy, real joy, from God incarnate himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, may God bless you greatly.